On this episode, understanding and dealing with porn triggers. This is the Holistic Alpha Male Optimization Podcast, where we help you unleash your true power as a man. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Stephen Mathis. I really appreciate you listening. Thanks for being here. If this is your first time listening to the show, welcome. The show is all about helping us kick ass as men together. From the inside out, we talk about fitness and nutrition and hormones and sex and mind and emotions and habits and all the things that we need to solidify from the inside out so that we can kick ass and create the life that we want. So thanks for checking out the show. Make sure and hit the follow or subscribe button now and hit that bell icon if you're in Spotify so you get notifications. So let's talk about understanding and dealing with porn triggers. So I know a lot of you guys are somewhere along the journey of working through a porn habit and transforming that. And I think that most likely, if you're listening to this, you probably are on board with the fact that porn is not a good thing. It's not something that brings value to our lives as men. In fact, it's something that drags us down in very, very powerful ways. And I know for some of you guys, that's something that you've left in the past and it's been a while. And for some of you guys, you've just barely started that journey of recognizing, okay, this is something that I really want to change. And in fact, this might actually be the very first thing that you kind of listen to or find your way to on that journey, in which case I would be honored. And I hope that in this episode, we can touch on one of the most important aspects of working through that journey in a powerful way, and that is understanding and dealing with the triggers that send you down that porn path. Because the thing is, it's easy to look at this as just a sexual thing, right? Like we have sexual desire and it ends up turning towards porn. But once you have a recognition of, okay, porn is not something that I want to have in my life, at that point, it's really not about the sexual desire anymore, because there's all kinds of ways that we can tap into that part of us in healthy ways. What it's really about is it's about these other triggers that send us down the porn path. And a lot of times send us down that porn path when we don't want to go down it. And that's something that I, you know, certainly remember from that part in my journey. And just so you know where I'm at on that, porn is not something that I have any desire for anymore whatsoever. I just don't. I definitely did, without question, for extended periods of my life. And I also had periods of my life where I did recognize that it was something that I didn't want in my life, but I kept getting pulled down that path, right? And the reason that that happens is because there are these triggers, these things that act as sort of catalysts that pull us down that particular path. And those triggers usually come in one of two forms. They usually come as either an emotional trigger, or they come as a physical or environmental trigger. And we'll kind of talk a little bit more in detail about each of those, but those are kind of the two main types of triggers. And one of the most important things of moving forward on the, you know, journey of removing porn from your life is understanding what it is that's actually triggering you and working through that stuff in a different way, right? Or modifying those triggers so that they're not taking place and they're not triggering you in the same way. And it's kind of like, you know, if you imagine you're kind of walking around a city and it seems like day after day you end up like falling in this hole. And you don't really realize that you've fallen in it until you fall in it. And you're like, shit, I fell in this hole. And you keep falling in it day after day. And you don't really, you know, you just recognize, okay, I don't want to fall in that damn hole today. But every day you keep kind of falling in that hole again, right? And recognizing these triggers is very much, it's kind of like starting to recognize the landmarks. So as you're walking around the city, you kind of recognize, oh, there's that building that's on this road that I don't really want to go down that has that hole on it. Maybe I don't want to go down that way, right? You start to recognize these markers, and then you can choose a different path. The awareness of that marker opens up the possibility for you to choose a different path. And at first, what's going to happen is as you develop more awareness, sometimes it comes kind of too late where, you know, you're walking around that city, you're walking down the street. All of a sudden you kind of start to fall in the hole. And as you start to fall in the hole, you look over and you're like, oh shit, there's that building that I was going to remember is right before the hole. And it's kind of too late and you've already fallen in the hole. And then the next day you recognize a little bit earlier, you're walking along, you see that building. And it's like, oh shit, that's the one I was going to remember that leads me down that hole. I'm going to turn around, but then you take another two steps and boom, you fall in the hole. And then the next day you're walking around, you see that building. Oh, I don't want to go that way. I'm going to turn around and go the other way. And you've recognized it and you've dealt with it early enough and with enough intention that now you can choose a different way, right? So maybe not a perfect analogy, but I think it's actually a pretty good one, because in a lot of ways, that's really what it's about, is it's about starting to recognize those kind of landmarks in our life that are the markers that happen before we go down that path of porn. And then the more that we have that recognition, the more we can choose a different way. And sometimes choosing a different way looks like dealing with internal stuff in a different way. It looks like shifting our environment. We'll talk a little bit more about both of those things in just a moment here. But recognizing those triggers, that's what really a lot of it is about. Because I know for a lot of you guys who, you know, maybe you're somewhere kind of in that part of the journey where, again, you've recognized, okay, I don't really want this in my life, but you haven't gotten all the way over it yet. You know, you haven't kind of worked all the way through it. And maybe that looks like you go a day or two and then you fall back. Or maybe it looks like you go, you know, a week or a month or two and then you kind of fall back into it. And the, you know, secret, if there is a secret, probably not the best word, but the kind of keystone factor in a lot of this is recognizing those triggers. The more you recognize those triggers, that's what allows you to go from, you know, a 1 or 2 day streak to a week streak to a month streak to a 3 month streak to getting it completely under control and to doing it in a way that feels good, that doesn't feel like you're forcing something unrealistic. Because when you have awareness around these triggers, it just allows you to consciously choose a different path. And it's not, you know, it takes some time and it takes some two steps forward, one step back kind of thing. And it takes some debriefing when we make mistakes on that, but that's a big part of the journey. So let's talk about those two different kinds of triggers. So the first one is emotional, and this is a big one for most guys. This is a big factor at the root of the porn habit. And really, emotions are a big factor at the root of so much of what we do. It may be that you're wanting to lose weight or, you know, grow your business or, you know, improve your relationships or whatever it is. Emotions are a lot of times at the root of all of that. And they're at the root of, you know, when we feel stuck, when we're not getting the results that we want to get, when we're not taking the action that we want to take. A lot of times emotions are at the root of that. So emotions are definitely a big, big trigger when it comes to porn. And what that looks like is, for example, let's say that, you know, you're able to go on streaks of, let's say, 3 days or 5 days or maybe a week, but then you end up falling back into the porn habit. A lot of times for a lot of guys, what that looks like is they go throughout their week and then there's a time when, let's say, they get really stressed or they get really anxious or maybe they get sad or they get angry or they're experiencing some sort of emotion that's not a comfortable one. And porn becomes a way to sort of escape that emotion and feel good temporarily. And so at first, this is started often as kind of a coping mechanism, right? So the boredom one, let's take that as an example. And this isn't, of course, you know, there's unique factors for everybody, right? So this isn't the case for everybody. But I've talked to actually quite a few guys who this ends up being kind of when they slip up, right, is they end up getting bored. They're kind of sitting around and they have this sort of feeling of boredom and it sends them down that path. So In that case, what we would want to do is figure out a different way to deal with that emotion. So if we're sitting and we recognize that we're bored, we take some proactive action to deal with that emotion in a different way instead of with porn. So maybe that looks like going for a walk or reading a book or working on a project or playing music or going for a workout or whatever it is. It can be any number of things, right? But figuring out and dialing in another way to deal with that emotion. Let's say that it's when you get stressed. I know for a lot of guys, this is the case. They'll get really stressed. And when they get stressed, porn and, you know, the porn and ejaculation cycle becomes this avenue that they turn to for stress relief, right? But there's a problem with that as well. And that is that, and this is actually the case with a lot of these emotions. And I suppose maybe with all the emotions, and that is this, the emotion's still there. And we don't do anything to actually address that emotion by turning to porn. It's just a method of escaping temporarily. And in fact, it ends up a lot of times actually making that emotion worse or making us more stuck in it. Because when you masturbate and ejaculate, the ejaculation being the key part there, and especially when it's to porn, right? It leaves you in that down state after the fact from a hormonal standpoint, from a neurotransmitter standpoint, and just from a, you know, mental and emotional kind of standpoint, it leaves you in that down sort of state. So for example, if you're stressed and you turn to porn to deal with that stress, yes, it might help you escape the stress momentarily or for a little while, but then what it's going to actually do is it's going to end up leaving you more stressed in the long run. You're going to come back to this place where the stress is still going to be there. The source of that stress is still going to be there. The emotion of that is still going to be there. It didn't go anywhere. And actually, because now you're in this sort of lower kind of state, it actually feels worse. You end up feeling more stressed, right? Let's say that maybe you feel lonely, right? Maybe you are, maybe you've never really been in a relationship. Maybe you're between relationships, but you have a feeling of loneliness. I know a lot of guys, especially with all of the recent, pandemic stuff, things have gotten much more isolating. Lots of people much more isolated, not interacting in the same way. And let's say that you experience that feeling of loneliness, of isolation. One of the ways that you cope with that is you turn to porn. What's going to end up happening is, yeah, you might feel distracted. You might feel good for a few minutes. But in the long run, again, you're going to actually end up feeling even more lonely, even more isolated, because it's going to put you in this lower vibration kind of state within your body. So whatever loneliness or feelings around that were there, they're going to actually feel even worse in the aftermath of that. They're going to feel even stronger. So a lot of times with these emotional things, they can tend to be kind of a downward spiral where you turn to porn to cope with it. It helps you escape it temporarily, but then you actually snap back. You end up feeling that emotion even stronger, and it becomes this negative perpetuating cycle. So the emotional triggers, they're very important. And again, one of the biggest things is the recognition, right? That really is, I guess it's the first thing. It's the first biggest thing is recognizing and understanding what emotions am I feeling that are triggering me and sending me down that path. And this is something that you can give conscious thought to ahead of time. You can sit down, you know, after you listen to this or as you're listening to this, you can think about, you may have some ideas of what some of those triggers are that send you down that path. But then we also want to do some sort of debrief after the fact if you slip up. I think one of the most important things with this getting past porn journey is when you do sort of relapse and go back to that after some kind of streak away from it, is number one, not beating yourself up, recognizing, okay, that wasn't the ideal path. That wasn't what I really want to choose long term. And not really overly beating yourself up, which a lot of guys do and is understandable. It's very easy for us to do because of the position that it puts you in, again, from a neurotransmitter, hormonal vibration kind of standpoint. It's very easy to, from that place, kind of beat yourself up. So the first thing is don't beat yourself up. But then the second thing is look at and do a debrief and try to figure out, okay, what were the triggers that sent me down that? You know, and you might realize, oh, I was feeling really stressed, or I was feeling really sad, I was feeling really angry, I was really bored, you know, whatever it was. And those are, you know, I've kind of used those few similar examples, but there's all kinds of emotional triggers that can send you down that path. So doing that debrief after the fact is really, really important. And the sooner that you can do that, the better, right? The sooner after you fall into it, let's say, you know, you end up looking at porn, you end up masturbating and ejaculating, the sooner after that, you can kind of have a conscious moment where you say, okay, that wasn't really the path that I want to go down. What can I learn from that that can help me choose a different path next time? And just stepping back and observing what happened, instead of being emotionally attached to it, stepping back and observing it and evaluating, okay, what was I feeling, right? What was I feeling internally before that happened? So recognizing those emotional triggers is really, really big. The other part of it is physical and environmental triggers. And this can often be just as big a factor in people and guys getting past this habit, because sometimes they actually have the emotional, you know, triggers kind of dialed in a little bit, right? Like they're dealing with their stress okay. If they get bored or whatever, they're not turning to that. But when they end up turning to it is based on some sort of environmental trigger. And here's what I mean by that. It may be that, you know, you go throughout your day, your week just fine, and then you're scrolling on Instagram and you follow an account on Instagram that's like this bikini girl's account, and you're scrolling and you see a post and that sort of triggers you and you end up switching from that to porn and off you go, right? So recognizing that as the trigger, like, okay, yes, you ended up looking at porn, but what was it that really sent you down that path? It was that, you know, it was that picture of that girl in that bikini. Or maybe this is something I've heard from a number of guys. Maybe you have your phone by your bed, and when you wake up in the morning, you wake up in kind of that horny kind of state. You've got morning wood, as we talked about on a recent episode. That's actually a really, really good thing. But you have your phone by your bed and you wake up in that kind of state, and it's just tempting and it's there, and you're kind of in that mode and you end up turning to it, right? So it's not that you're really necessarily feeling any sort of specific emotional trigger. It's just that you're feeling that sexual desire, and the environment is set up in such a way that it's allowing you to walk down that path. So that gives us an idea of the different ways that we can get triggered. And the most important thing, once we have a recognition, then the next step is making some kind of change to address that trigger so that it stops triggering us in the same way. So when it comes to the emotional triggers, it's figuring out how to deal with those emotions in a different way that's not porn. And sometimes that means getting to the root of the issue and really working through and doing some emotional healing and processing and working through some of those things that maybe they keep creeping up and kind of eating at you, right? Or maybe it just means having habits of dealing with certain emotions when they come up where you respond in a different way. So for example, you're bored, right? And I feel like that thing of being bored seems to be a little more common with a lot of the younger guys that I talk to for whatever reason, but let's say it's being bored, you know, and that's what sends you down that path. Okay, how can you address that boredom in a different way? And again, maybe it looks like going for a walk or reading a book or working on a project or, you know, playing music or getting a workout or making a phone call to a friend or whatever the hell it is, but something that allows you to deal with that boredom in a different way. And then the physical and environmental triggers. Again, once we have a recognition of this is something that is helping to lead me down that path that I don't want to go down, then the question is, how do we modify that? How do we modify that to change that. And by the way, let me just take a quick second here and interject. One of the things that can be really, really helpful with this whole identifying and working through triggers is some outside perspective. A lot of times when we're caught up, when we're inside of things, it's hard to get the same kind of perspective and understanding. You may have had that experience where maybe you're talking to somebody else about, you know, some scenario that's going on in their life, and you sort of see things or have a particular clarity that they don't really have. And some of that comes from just this outside perspective, and definitely experience is something that can help with that as well. So the reason I say that is if you would like some help understanding and working through this journey and all that comes along with it, I would be happy to help you with that. It's probably the number one thing that I work with guys in one-on-one coaching on is some part of the sexual health journey, whether it's moving past porn, it's, you know, improving their libido and erections and all those things. But definitely something that I work with a lot of guys on is working through this journey of moving past porn and this issue of recognizing and working through triggers. Like I said, it can sometimes be very beneficial to have an outside perspective. So if you would like some help with that, feel free to shoot me a text message, 801-742-1439, or you can hit me up on Telegram, Instagram, or Facebook. Links for those are in the show notes. So again, let's talk about the physical triggers and modifying those. So part of it is the awareness. You recognize, okay, I wake up in the morning, I'm horny, I have morning wood, my phone's right there because I used it as an alarm. I get tempted, I look up porn on my phone and off I go, right? So what could you do? You move your phone out of the room, you buy yourself an old school alarm clock, and now you've removed that trigger. So your alarm goes off, you get up, you're out of the bed, and you've passed that point of temptation. And I've actually worked with lots of guys where simple switches like that, that seem on its surface, that seem kind of minor, can actually be really big in moving the needle in extending streaks and making it more of an ingrained thing where not looking at porn becomes the way of being, right? It becomes where you can really let it go. Sometimes just, you know, simple ways of dealing with some of these triggers can be really, really powerful. It's identifying and having awareness around, okay, what are the triggers? And then coming up with some, you know, smart ways to modify those and to attack those. So the environmental triggers, again, maybe you follow those accounts on Instagram. You get triggered by the bikini girls. Okay, stop following those accounts. Right? Maybe it is you take your phone in your bedroom with you at night, and either at night or in the morning or sometime, you get tempted. That's when you end up pulling up porn. The rest of your day, you're fine. Okay, stop taking your phone in your room with you at night. Right? So modifying the environment that you're in can be very, very powerful. And dealing with the emotional triggers is absolutely key for almost everybody. I have yet to really work with anybody in coaching where there wasn't some sort of emotional trigger that was at somewhere at the root of some of the porn stuff. So I would encourage you guys, wherever you are on this journey, and it may be that you're farther along on the journey, you feel like you've kind of, you know, mostly got it under control, you just every now and then kind of slip up, or maybe again, you're earlier on, you're just discovering, okay, this is something I want to change. Either way, having awareness around these triggers and making changes to deal with those triggers in a different way, one of the most powerful things that you can do to walk forward on this journey of removing porn from your life. So pay attention. Awareness is really, really where it starts. And just another of my frequent shout outs for meditation. And that is because meditation allows us to have awareness. I mentioned that effect of often when we are speaking with somebody else about a situation that's going on in their life, we have this certain perspective because we're outside of that. We're not emotionally connected to what's happening, at least in the same way that they are. And so we can see things and we have a perspective that they don't really see. And in a lot of ways, meditation is about getting that perspective on our own life. It's about getting that little bit of distance so that we can step back and be the observer and get some perspective on what we're feeling and what we're experiencing and what choices we're making and all of that, and get it from this, not really an outside perspective as much as it is a deeper inside perspective. So if we imagine sort of the level of thought, and often we're caught up in that level of thought, when we're speaking with somebody else, we have that perspective because we're outside their head. We're outside their thoughts and we're outside their emotional connection to that. So we have this outside perspective. I think when it comes to our own thoughts, the way that we really get that perspective is by going deeper. It's by connecting with our body. It's by connecting with our breath. It's by connecting with that quiet place inside of us. And when we bring ourselves to that space, that lets us be in this position of observing ourselves, observing our thoughts, observing our emotions, instead of being caught up in them. And when we observe them, then we can have that awareness. We can notice, oh, this is what's triggering me on this. This is what I'm feeling. This is why I'm making this choice. All of those things, right? So awareness is where so much, if not all, growth and self-improvement at its roots comes from awareness. We cannot improve upon that which we are not aware of. And we cannot change and deal with triggers in a different way if we are not aware of them. And taking time to build your relationship with yourself, taking time to find that place of being the observer, that will help you develop more of an awareness. And when you have the awareness, then you can deal with it in an entirely different way. So I hope that helps you guys. I know a lot of you guys are on this journey somewhere. I would encourage you to keep moving forward along the journey. It is a very, very worthwhile one. I know that it can be a challenge. I know that it can be, it can feel really hard when you have setbacks. It can feel like a big challenge at times, but I promise you, I see guys over and over and over and over again. I see them get past it. I see them overcome it. And in a lot of ways, a lot of guys end up really changing their lives in significant ways because of all of the sort of trickle-down effects that happen when we're either in that porn habit or not. So if you're on this journey, keep your head up, stay faithful, have a knowing that it's something that you can absolutely do, but you got to keep stepping forward. You got to do the work to do it. Sometimes that's inner work. It's taking the time to meditate. It's taking the time to think through those triggers and develop strategies to deal with them in a different way. But man, you can do it. I guarantee that you can. So again, if I can help you, please feel free to reach out to me. Shoot me a text message, 801-742-1439, or hit me up on Telegram, Instagram, or Facebook. Sending you guys kick-ass vibes. Thank you again so much for listening. I really appreciate you. Have an awesome rest of your day, and we'll talk to you soon.